Hello!
Yeah, a bit late, but anyway. How's it going?
It's good.
I tried.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. This is the...
Well, we don't have a name.
We don't have a name. We're one of those cool podcasts. Yeah. It's like, no name.
Well, we don't really want to be found in the store.
We'll be untitled number 1020.
Yeah, but we should put like A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A- Untitled 01. With my name's Ollie.
And my name's Ben.
My surname's Bettersworth.
And my surname isn't.
That's true.
It's Adams. That's why I think Bettersworth and Ben.
Bettersworth and Ben. So yeah. I have to be all formal.
That's
like
what
butler,
I mean. That's the
like
problem,
I'm your
yeah.
fucking driver. Bettersworth!
Yeah, that's true. And Bet, yeah, yeah. It needs to be.
Take me to the airport. who are we? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I don't know.
What are
am
we
I
like?
Oh,
we're comedians.
Comedians.
Well, you're not really a comedian,
really a comedian
are you?
Anymore,
you've given
no.
up.
Yeah.
Like a purse.
No, I just there's better outlets now, isn't there? Like
what?
Well, if I want to do stand-up,
screaming in the street.
No, but there's the internet now. I can make stuff and I can get my voice heard.
When was the last time you did stand-up?
Last September.
September?
Yeah, and it wasn't very good.
So, basically, the framework, I guess, is going to be kind of gripes, nerdy gripes.
Yeah.
Right?
But then also, like, you know, what's been going on TV show-wise. You know,
yeah.
Comics.
Yeah, I know you're proud of that. That's
yeah,
a
yeah.
section coming up
yeah.
that Ben's names. That name again is?
Comics.
Why?
Because we're a couple of comics. And
we're
talking about comics. Oh, someone came into work the other day, just reminded me of that accent. And I was doing it all day. And she came up to me and she went, "We're 90% sure we're going to get this." And then left it. And then,
well, no, she left 10%.
All day long, I was just going, "We're 90% sure we're going to get this." Oh, God.
What was it?
I don't know, some what? Fucking House of Commons mint or tea. Oh, God, this is a gripe. This fits in.
Where do you work?
Well.
You better set the context.
I work at the House of Commons in the gift shop. I've got so much stuff now that I'm saying. I've done like, I've talked about the working in the House of Commons so much, and like I do stupid videos about David Cameron and everything.
Getting really political.
It's just a matter of time before they go, "Oh, you." I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Obviously, you're not allowed to work here because you've done.
Yeah, that.
But oh no, people come in to the shop. And that's not what I'm annoyed about. That makes sense. But we've got these bibs and these baby grows. And on the baby grows it says, "I passed a motion."
What is it? Oh my God. What,
yeah.
What is a baby grow?
So it's like what you put a baby in, like a little pajamas
like
for babies.
Like a plant pot with chemicals in it makes them.
No.
Makes them grow.
No, pajamas for babies.
Oh, okay.
And then
I
passed a motion. MC Dribbletown. I know.
MC Dribbletown.
MC Dribbletown. One of them says Honourable Baby.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's it. But people come in, like say middle-aged women.
I think you should
women,
refuse to sell these on moral grounds.
Middle-aged women come in, right? And they look at I passed a motion or MC Dribbletown. MC Dribbletown seems to be their favourite. And I'm not joking, like, they piss themselves for ages. Not literally, I mean, they might do as well. But they're laughing so much. They're like, "Oh, Julie, look, MC Dribbletown. We can get this for baby...
Tarquith.
Yeah. MC Dribbletown, because he does dribble.
Yeah. And he's very much into hip-hop, so it's just perfect.
Just great. I'm sad that I'll never see him grow up.
Especially now we've got the baby grown.
Oh. Oh, God.
Well, I've got a new job.
Oh, I know you have. Yeah, how's it going?
Well, the thing that's weird is having to, I always, you know, in every job I've had, I've been like a man of the people.
Hang on, what was your old job?
Well, I used to work in a...
I know what it is.
I used to work in an office. Not going to be specific, I've learnt my lessons.
Oh, shit.
Because...
what have I done?
I got sacked from a job for vining at work. Like a douche.
I've never done anything bad. I'm allowed to have an opinion about David Cameron or Jeremy Corbyn.
No.
Am I not?
No, you're part of the establishment.
They do say you've got to be completely unbiased, like in the shop. And people come in and they're like, it's the Queen's birthday. I hear she's 90. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
who are these people? Tourists?
Yeah, all Americans. And
I don't think being neutral means you just go, oh, I don't care to all the people that come in.
No, I'm like,
I've got to remain neutral. I don't give a shit
exactly
about the Queen's birthday.
Exactly. So it's so bad. I'm so mad.
Anyway, yeah, we used to work in an office, just basically data entry and taking calls. And, you know, I was like a man of the people. I was like at the lowest rung. And that sense of sort of community of being like the worst of the worst and like all the bosses are shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this new job, because of all my hard work's paid off, you see, like it ruddy should.
Like it should. And you
God
do
bless
find,
America.
You do find that hard work does pay off, really.
Yeah.
You do find that. It's taken me 30 years.
It's unfortunate, isn't it?
To
that it takes
that.
Hard
yeah.
work for things to pay off. But sometimes hard work doesn't pay off.
Does it not?
So it's not really worth the risk, is it?
It's true. That's a good point.
If it's 50-50 either way.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well just leave it up to chance. Anyway, I'm sort of now like in a position where I'm sort of with the managers and stuff. And like...
I don't like that.
I already feel like they're slightly... They're slightly snarky about the people at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're a bit like, you know, someone comes in for an interview and it's like, it looks like he just walked off from the street. He just looks like a homeless man. You know, we can't have him. It's a bit like,
but you've got to remember, Ollie, these people don't get to go on stage and be comedians. These people, this is everything to them.
No, but I care too. It's just...
Oh, no. Yeah, you care, but it's not all you've got in your life.
I had to do an investigation, like be part of the first stage of a disciplinary... one of the people, you know, lower down was in trouble. And like, it didn't seem like she'd done all that much wrong. But then by the end of it...
What did she do?
Well, I don't want to get into specifics about what, because if I start saying that she was this and she did that, then it gives away where I am. I'm being very careful, Ben.
No, but we need to know.
No, you don't. All you need to know is she started crying.
Oh, God.
And everything in my, you know, body wanted to over and comfort her, and I had to just be like,
oh, my God.
You don't impress me. Trying to wiggle out of this shit. Like, because I just, you know, I'm there to take notes and to ask questions and stuff. So I just had to sit there and just watch.
Oh my
watch.
God. See, after a while...
Just watched a sob.
That's all you become.
Yeah.
After a while, you do
you
that
just
a
become
few more
cold
times.
To it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've only been a boss for about a week, but while she was crying, I was going, bitch.
Really?
No.
Jesus.
No, it's not that fast. I thought, let's have a cuddle. But I had to be professional about it.
Yeah,
also, I've noticed, and this I might be speaking too soon, but it seems like... The further you go up and the more you get paid, the less work you do.
Yeah, of course.
And it makes me feel really bad because it's like this day is less stressful than it's ever been before.
Yeah, of course.
The days are going quicker. The work is much more varied.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like I don't have people breathing down my neck. I'm trusted to do the work.
Yeah.
When I want to go for lunch, I can go for an hour and just, you know, it's like... Assumed that if I take lunch at an inappropriate time, then the work won't get done. Then it becomes a problem, which is always the way around it should be. Everywhere else I've always worked, it's like they don't trust you enough to not preempt things that you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I noticed Ollie was on his phone. It's like, yeah, but has the work suffered?
Yeah. Exactly.
Has my productivity gone down?
Yeah.
Have you had any complaints about me? Well, then shut up, because it's none of your business.
Yeah.
It's like some people think that they're buying your. All of like your complete time and your attention, and that hour belongs to them, every second of it. Whereas some people seem to have the management style of like, you know, we hire them to do a job and we hire them to get this workload done and do these certain things. So as long as they're doing that and they're not doing anything like the disrespectful or, you know, rude or loud or, or, you know, inefficient or whatever, then there's no problem. And I've seems like I've got to that stage, but I'm getting paid more to do it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem right to me.
No, it's not right. I'm like...
So I can't wait to be a CEO and just sit on my ass all day doing nothing.
When you're a CEO.
When I'm a CEO. Down. In about 3 years. God. Oh, yeah. I've got this city on lockdown.
Really?
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, I work next to the MI5 building, for God's sake. Seventh floor. Christ. Yeah, I don't know why you haven't been giving me a bit more fucking respect.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. No, you are the man.
Thank you, Ben.
You are the man. I am just a lonely little...
You're a serf.
I'm a slave is what I am.
A slave.
They go, give me 8 hours of your time for this much money, slave.
Mm.
And I go, well, I have to do that, yes.
Yeah,
and they go, of course you do, because you're a fucking slave. And they go, oh,
it's a bit melodramatic.
Well, that's what, you know, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's because you haven't worked as hard as I have, and... it shows.
I've been working very hard. I've been doing all the displays at work. They look fucking sweet.
That's how they get you.
Now you're
taking pride in your little achievements.
I am,
you see?
I am.
They're working their magic on
you. Yeah, they are, aren't they? Oh, Jesus Christ, is that
you
place?
Can, you can make your cage look nice if you like. Put up a little picture. You can decorate the bars. Colour them in. There you go, little Ben.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Do the display.
Oh my God.
Well done. I'm so sorry. But, I'm sure it's beautiful.
No. But I know what that is, the job, and I do my job well, and that's fine. I get paid, lovely stuff. But like all the time, I'm just like, what am I doing? I'm doing 3 podcasts. I'm doing, you know, films. I'm writing. I'm constantly like, I have to get myself out of it. There's only one way out of that cage,
and that's through and funny that's
with my pretty pictures. Look at this. Does it please you, master?
Yes, I suppose you can.
Come, jester.
Yes, I suppose we'll wheel you out for a few moments. So you've got your pizza?
Mm.
What sort of pizza is it?
Chorizo and red pepper and chicken.
Is it everything you hope for? Okay, so let's move on to the TV show segment.
Yes, indeed.
After the pizza review segment that we just had. What have you been watching this week, Ben?
I've been watching Preacher.
Yeah, big news.
Oh, yeah.
Preacher's finally out.
I'm worried, though, because I don't know if many people will watch it.
Yeah, well... It should, though.
I hope so.
I thought it was good.
It's incredible.
I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah, but it's very... It's a lot like the comic, yeah. I thought.
And you think that might alienate people?
Oh, yeah. Already, my mate, who loves Walking Dead, he was like, He watched the first half, and then he went, I'm sure you like it, because you love the comics and stuff, but... I don't know.
Well, it's difficult to... But if when you've read all of the comics, and, like, you love the show already, it's impossible to watch... Like that pilot, kind of neutral, because you'll go, oh, that's Jesse Custer, oh, it's Cassidy, and oh, look, they've shook hands, oh, it's like the beginning of the friendship of a lifetime. And like you're just geeking out, and it's impossible to see how shit it might be if you came to it blind.
Mm.
But I was trying to imagine what it would be like not knowing anything.
And when Cassidy threw the bottle into the guy and then he was drinking blood out of the bottle.
That was great.
And then he jumped out of the plane and he was mashed up. I was like, oh my God, they're doing it so right. They're doing it so good.
Yeah. The way that guy, what's his name? Joseph Gilgan. He is great.
Amazing. I've liked him in This Is England. He was in Misfits.
Yeah.
In Misfits, he was, because he came in Misfits. And he was replacing the funny guy.
Yeah.
And then he came in and he was like, oh my God.
And we were like, funny guy who? It's this guy.
Yeah, I wish he had been in it from the start. Like, he's so good.
Yeah, when I heard...
To understand quite a lot he was
saying. Especially in the first scene, I thought they got the mix very well.
And I was thinking, this is not going to play with American audiences. They're going to be like,
oh my Jesus.
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
I mean, what? I don't understand the motivation for this character. But when I heard that he was cast in it, I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. it's just so perfect that he should be Cassidy.
I didn't think Dominic Cooper would be good, but he is good.
Yeah. I think I had a natural, like, oh, he's a pretty boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then Jesse Custer is a pretty boy, so.
He is, yeah. And they said, oh, you cut your hair. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's difficult to talk about. I was kind of hoping you'd hate it, then we'd have a better debate.
Tulip was great.
Yeah, yeah. She was like really cartoony, which was good.
She was just awesome.
Yeah.
She was so good.
No, but it's supposed to be a white. It's supposed to be a white blonde actress. PC.
No, because I'm like, well, I was thinking, and I was like, well, the person to pull off like the character of Tulip.
They've souped her up, haven't they?
Made her
super badass.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, but it's cool. It works. It's really good.
Yeah. I like the way that they shot that whole action sequence from below in the basement and just come out and there's like a helicopter. And
that was awesome.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
Through the cornfields as well. It was like,
yeah,
so good.
They've got the grotesque... I thought that in the trailer when you first saw the guy, like you saw him snap the guy's arm and you hear him going like... Like,
oh, see, I never watched any of the trailers.
So over the top, making that particular noise. That's the sort of noise when I was going through like panels on the comic books.
I was imagining
people making from the drawings. That kind of, it's not enough that they're going through pain. They have to be like drooling and like eyes bulging out. And so, I just thought like they can't obviously do that aesthetically, but they've somehow got the tone just right.
You should have said spoilers.
Oh yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah, but fuck it. Does it matter?
Have we spoiled anything?
Yeah.
What have we spoiled?
The fact that Cassidy is in it.
And he's played by Joseph Gilgan.
Cornfield. No, we haven't really spoiled anything.
No.
No, so no spoilers. No spoilers. Spoiler free.
The one thing I'm worried about, and they do this now with these American shows, is that the first one is all cinematic and all the budget goes into it, and all the clips that you've seen from the trailers end up being in the first episode.
Yeah.
And so you get all excited, like, oh, it looks amazing! Yeah. And then by the end of the pilot, you've seen everything that they've been making you excited about. And then quite often, the second episode is just this huge dip.
Yeah.
And it's like, now that we've got you paying attention, let's delve into the... And, you know, usually it gets good again, but there's been a lot of shows where... The Leftovers, for example, that was a really good... Like, the pilot was incredible and really exciting and got you really pumped, and then next couple of episodes were a bit...
Well, it's like Walking Dead.
Yeah, they blow their budget on like the first one. Oh, it's amazing! And then there's just nothing for like three
weeks.
Yeah,
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to... Because I don't think that Seth Rogen and that team did anything past
they're pilot. Doing the boys.
What? And they're going to go through all of Garth Ennis's stuff and just...
Well, I want them to, yeah.
What, The Boys is going to be a TV show? When? What? That's exciting.
I know.
How, though? They're going to have an incredible budget.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're doing it. And
The Boys is even more like,
I know, I don't know,
cruel and cynical and heartless.
I guess it's based on if Preacher does well, and I don't know.
You don't have enough faith in humanity.
I don't know
that something like Preacher could be popular.
My girlfriend, I watched it with my girlfriend, and she went, when Tulip came on. And this is actually quite telling, because I was like, oh, they've done her really well. This is great. She's really awesome and cool and sexy. And no, but it all comes as a package, you know.
Mm.
And then Hayley went, she doesn't need those glasses. She just keeps looking over them all the time. And I'm like, is that what you're gonna notice?
Yeah, well, I do. I get that a little bit with my girlfriend as well. She's like, oh, look, she's wearing makeup. She wouldn't be wearing makeup, would you? They put makeup on her, and it doesn't make sense because she's been locked in this room for 3 days. Where she got the hair straighteners from? And it's like, oh, come on. I get it.
Yeah, but no.
Those are the kind
of... We don't do that to... We don't go, oh, Bruce Wayne. Well, yeah, but he's been at the gym 24/7. And
I do that.
I mean, I don't.
Every time someone muscular comes on, oh yeah, well, I could do that if I came up with a chicken, but I don't. So
you know what you should
big
do?
Big fucking deal.
You know what your problem is? You're not accepting that you find them attractive.
Might I find who attractive?
These sexy, gorgeous men. Instead of going...
No, I'm perfectly... I know, I find
you need
attractive.
To be at one with it. Be like, look, there's something in me that goes, that's a sexy man. I can't deny that feeling. And then you don't get so angry. And you're like, they're above
me. I don't actually get angry. I usually get horny.
Yeah, not like, yeah.
There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with it. Just being like, that's a hot guy. I'm going to enjoy looking at him.
Did you see Civil War?
You don't want to bone him.
No, God no.
Because that's sick and wrong.
Have you seen Civil War?
trying to do a bit.
No. But I just want to say about this.
I have seen Civil War. Yeah.
Well, the bit where Steve Rogers is like holding the helicopter.
Mm.
And there's that shot.
And you go, oh, look at those arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. for the listeners at home, Ben is currently being defeated in combat with his own pizza.
Mm.
Half of it is going on the floor.
It's quite dry. Not
he's a mucky pup, is what I'm saying.
Cheese. Or sauce.
You want to give the brand name? What was it? Morrison's? Is it a buy?
Yeah,
is it a buy? Or is it a void?
Well, it'd be very nice if I'd put extra cheese on.
That's not much of a review, is it? Mm. If I'd improve the recipe, this would be fine.
So, Preacher was, Preacher was great. I loved it. Is the guy with the tea bags, is that... I haven't read Preacher in ages.
Well, spoilers, but I looked into it because I like to ruin things for myself. And do you want me to tell you what's going on there?
Yeah.
He's one of the angels. That guy, that weirdo guy, looking guy. He's got a weird face. I was trying to work out, is it prosthetics? That weird,
maybe.
Bald. Is he? But he's not bald. He just seems like he should be bald because his face is so huge.
Mm.
But if it's a real actor, I feel bad saying that. But he's obviously been cast to look like a fucking weirdo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not... But the more I think about the stuff in Preacher, I think, how are they going to do that? How are they going to have, like, the Saint of Killers turn up and it make any fucking sense whatsoever? There's so much batshit stuff that kind of they get away with in the comics because it's just drawings. But if you saw it on screen, how are they going to...
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to get, like, one season.
What, and you don't think they're going to be able to do the rest of it? So pessimistic. Maybe
look
this
what
is
happened
a...
to Hannibal.
Yeah, but Hannibal was shit.
No, the first two series were great, and the third one was awful.
What went wrong?
They got too arty with it. They concentrated too much on the arty stuff instead of the story. And they made Hannibal like go to France, and they played it out too long. They should, for series three, because they thought we've got ages. We're going to do this series where Hannibal goes to France and, you know, they do this. And then we're going to do this and then we'll do Silence of the Lambs. You know, the ones everyone wants. We'll finally get to those.
Yeah.
It's like, no, third series you should have gone, this is Red Dragon.
Yeah.
And people would have gone, hello.
Right. And it got cancelled, did it?
Yeah.
Well, good. I found it, I found it too, it was too bleak, that show. I felt the same way with... True Detective when I watched that. True Detective season one. It's just sort of like, it's just life is just so meaningless and shitty all the time.
Sounds like something I would love.
Just, everything's just awful. You wake up and you can't even put your feet on the floor and face this goddamn piece of shit life. Another dead hooker. Just every day is just shit. That's all it was for like an hour. I was like, oh, come on.
That sounds like something I'd quite
lighten
enjoy,
up,
though.
Lighten up, guys.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I like bleak stuff. I like Leftovers because it's so unrelentlessly punishing.
Mm.
But it's not cynical.
I don't like Leftovers. I never got to the finale of the first series.
Well, you've missed
episode.
The second season of Leftovers is the best season of television.
Is it
in
really?
A very long time.
Is it really good?
It's really good. They go to a whole other place. It's all a different setting, all new cast. There's like a whole other family that you get invested with. It's great. And they take like big risks. And I think they're going to do one more season. And I think if they nail that third season, they would have done a really good job. Like shows hardly ever do. Like Breaking Bad, ending when they should. You know, and just saying no more.
Yeah. But Better Call Saul is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's
just amazing. Yeah. I'm not saying it's better than Breaking Bad, but it's just as good.
It's the only thing I have about Better Call Saul is that it's only really exciting when there's the stuff with the brothers, and when they go away from the brothers and that dynamic, and they start doing stuff with like the lady lawyer and Jimmy and their antics, I'm much less interested.
No, I like that. It's Jimmy's antics. I like Jimmy's antics.
Yeah.
I like all of it.
But then season one ended and it was all like, we're going to see cool, badass Jimmy.
You could think of it like that. They lied to us. No, but maybe they went, this is our first series. We don't know how many series we've got. We've got to tell a story. And then Netflix were like, we want 10 seasons of this.
And they were like, ooh, slow down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So they could tell a much better story. Oh, I love it. I think I watch it and I'm just like, eat up every single scene. And it's shot so like beautifully. It's just like, I just love it.
No, that Vince Gilligan, eh?
Oh, he's so good.
Mm.
I don't feel that any of like the characters from Breaking Bad... Breaking Bad are forced in at all. None of them feel like a cameo or something. You're not like, oh, well, why would he be there? They all make sense. And like Salamanca, his character just gets better and better the more you see him.
So
like,
Mike,
totally.
So Mike,
oh, Mike as well.
Mike, oh, Mike cripples him, right?
Huh?
So that's what's coming, isn't it?
No, he has a stroke.
Is that why he's in the chair? Do we know that?
Yeah, I think so.
When did that get explained?
I thought someone was. Maybe you're right.
Because I think maybe Mike's going to put him in the chair. Like, when he's trying to kill him and he just accidentally, like, paralyzes him. That's my fan theory, anyway.
But he's not paralyzed, is he? He's clearly just had a stroke. He's a bit like. He can't talk. It looks to me like he's had a stroke, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe he shoots him so hard that he has a stroke.
But I'd rather it not be that. Like, I think it would be annoying if it was so convenient, like Mike was the one to put him in the stroke. Like, it'd be good if he just had a stroke and it's like, he's like this now.
Yeah, because Mike goes, boo! Yeah, that'd be great.
Game of Thrones.
It's a bit shit now, isn't it?
Oh my God. It's so annoying. Everyone keeps saying to me, it's shit now, I don't like it now. And I thought that for the first few episodes. And then last week's episode, I loved. The week before that, I think I loved. And this week's, I really liked. I thought it was great. Problem is, everyone's expecting like a big thing every episode. Like, oh, this week, what's going to happen? I couldn't get a meme out of this. This one's shit. And it's like, oh, no, it was really good. Like, it's setting up. Just everyone calm the fuck down.
But that's the thing is,
the story.
Sometimes it seems like they put a whole bunch of stuff in the same episode that is all setting up and isn't very interesting. So for a week, you're a bit like, ugh.
But then the next week, there
must be a way they could balance it a bit so that there's
an exciting
thing in each one.
Yeah,
I don't
see,
know.
What I love about Game of Thrones isn't all the like the excitement stuff. I like all the backstabbing and stuff.
But
like
it's like this week, it was like, oh, it's Sam and Gilly. And
I loved
like,
it though.
I don't
oh
give
my God.
A shit.
Are you kidding me? I love Sam and Gilly. I was so like into that.
Can't they just move in and just start raising the kid and shut the fuck up?
How dare you? Sam and Gilly, that story is amazing. It's so good.
Oh, Gilly, oh, I'm so
just
sorry.
Just because he's not fighting a fucking dragon or something.
Yeah, he's fight a dragon.
He's a fat boy.
Speaking of dragons.
Who wants to impress his dad.
They need to stop doing that whole thing
where it's like,
the dragon's here, climax to the episode.
So no one gives a shit anymore about
We've that. Done that before, and what we've also done before is the climax where it's like, oh yeah, she comes out of the fire and it's amazing and everyone's all like, oh. So it's like they go, oh, we need to have something climactic. So it's like Daenerys does some like badass shit, like, you know, like a dragon turns up and she just sort of goes, no, you should be devoted to me, I'm the best. No, rah, rah, rah. Reminds me a little bit of what's her name? Keira Knightley's speech at the end of like the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I know they've done like six more since then, but the last one that she was in, where she was like King of the Pirates, and she's like, "We're gonna go and battle them to death."
It's because like,
follow
there was
me,
a, there was
everyone.
A lot of films where like Braveheart and
Sick
Lord of the Rings,
drama.
Where they have those big epic speeches, but the they've been through so much that it means so much. Like at the end of Lord of the Rings, when Aragorn gives that speech, you're like, oh my god, I've been on this journey. Like, I know exactly what you mean. This is so, And, but Keira Knightley doing it at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean is just like,
When that guy gave that rallying speech to those guards, like when they were going to go and kill all the religious guys, did you think that, like, no one reacted? Like, I thought he was expecting. He was like, "Madness has had its day."
Yeah.
And then it was just,
yeah.
Was that meant to be a comic?
I don't know.
Moment. I felt a bit sorry for him. It's like, can't someone go, yeah.
Well, I really liked it.
I thought I was going to get to see all the religious dudes fighting all the guys on horses, and then
Queen Marjorie's titties.
Well, exactly. It was an anti-climax in all regards. Mm. No tits, no decapitations, and like, it's just dumb.
And
those kind of
really
moments.
Down with the tits now. You don't see any tits or cock or anything.
There was a pretty prominent cock last week.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but.
And whenever Hodor's around, you know you're going to be as you as
it was
big
almost.
Cock.
It was almost like they were like, "Shit, we haven't done any nudity for ages." Like his cock, right in your face.
Excuse me, you. Yeah, extra number three. Get a cock out, please.
Do you want to get your cock out? Oh, I don't really want to. It's for Game of Thrones, you fucking dick.
This is art. All right.
Well, yes, I'll get my cock out, right?
Yeah, it's going to be full screen. Hope you're okay with that. what? No, we've already shot it. Moving on. Dick in the can.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I thought the hold the door thing.
That was great. Come on, where's your heart?
No, I liked it. But at first I was just a bit like, hold the door, Hodor. I felt like it was a bit forced. Like George R.R. Martin has gone, oh yeah, I've got so many surprises up my sleeve. Oh, don't you worry. And he's sitting at home going, fuck, what can I do?
But we're off the books, aren't we? Aren't we off the books now?
Yeah, but he told the producers about that.
Oh, I see.
And he's gone, well, Hodor? hold the door. So you see hold the door, Hodor. And then it's like, it doesn't really work. And then the kid's like, hold the door, Hodor. And I think,
but
once he calmed down.
But it's sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet and it was nice, but I didn't believe it. I was more taken aback when Uncle Benjamin was in it. Even though it was obvious it was Uncle Benjamin, I was like, awesome, that's Uncle Benjamin.
But I've started to notice them doing these dumb things for dramatic effect, which I didn't... Maybe I was just... I
There's
liked
no
it more.
To cover his face.
Exactly. No. He's like... And it's the same with at the end when King 12-year-old, whatever his name is, Tommen, walks in at just at that moment. Were you like waiting behind the door, Tommen? Mm. Were you listening? Oh, this would be a good time to come out, dramatic. Like... Where were you walking from that you came in just at that moment? Like those little moments of, aha, I'm here. Do you weren't expecting that? It just seemed like, once you notice how ludicrous that is and how planned, like, when I say that won't be necessary, then you come out and they'll be all like, what? And we're like, yeah, tricked you. Yeah, like,
yeah, but just enjoy it.
No, I refuse to. No, next week will be amazing. I'll be back on time. But this was the most... I was like...
What I didn't like
frustrated.
They started going on about River Run and Walder Frey.
Yeah. What?
And I was like, why? Because that's what Jon Snow's up to.
Is it?
Hmm. Yeah. Jon Snow's gone to, like, rally the North.
Right.
And... That's what I mean. It's stupid that you don't see that. So Walder Frey's talking about it. And he's pulled that guy out who's like a Stark friend. But I think next episode will be about Jon Snow and it will be what he's been up to.
Yeah, they didn't have any Jon Snow this week, did they? They couldn't get enough of the fucker for the rest of the season.
When he came back to life, I thought it was so anticlimactic.
My watch has ended.
Oh, God. Like, he's back. And I thought he'd be back, but he'd be a little bit different. A bit more intense, and he's just like, oh, bloody hell, they killed me. It's like, oh, I'm gonna hang him. And it was like, why would Jon Snow hang him?
Well, them's the rules. And that little fucker, they had called him Ollie, they had to call him Ollie, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, was he? That's good writing, that kid. That's a good, well written character. She completely understands his motives.
Yeah, but he's also all wrong. Because he
hasn't
seen the other episodes.
He just saw some wildlings rape and kill his mum and dad.
And then Jon Snow go, come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, we're all friends now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what accent that was, but anyway. Yeah, I don't know. How much more do you think there is?
There is the end of the series, and then there's 7 episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, they've got a lot to get through.
No, they don't.
It because seems like they've set up loads.
But the best thing about Game of Thrones is none of it's going to get resolved.
Is that the best thing?
Yeah, because they set up all this stuff and everyone's quarrelling amongst themselves, but they're ignoring the major threat, which is the White Walkers. And the White Walkers are going to go, and everyone's shit is going to be like, none of it matters now because we're in this fucking war or we're all dead.
So you think that all of the rest of the plot is just there to buy time?
Yeah.
So that when the White Walkers come, none of it is... Yeah. And that's good storytelling, is it?
Well, no, because the stories that they're weaving are really great and they could come to an end, but it's cool that... I just think that that would be awesome that none of them get... It's nice that everyone's so caught up in their own bullshit that they don't see that they're really all evil. But they might go, Jon Snow rallies the world and they take on the White Walkers and they all win.
Yeah.
They won't do that.
It will be like, this is my vision, all of the ones that have the swords, I can't remember who they are now, but all of the ones that have those Valyrian swords, they like go, so it's like all the biggest badasses all like in a line, like in like Civil War. And like, so you got like Jon Snow and Daenerys has got like dragons, and then like there's like Ramsay Bolton, and then there's like Samwell Tarly,
yeah,
and they're all in a line, and they've all got their swords, and they're all like.
Yeah, but they're building up to that, but they won't do that. But then maybe the showrunners will. Maybe they'll be like, no, we can't, because the thing is, they can't do anything right. Because if they do something where, what if the White Walkers just kill everyone and everyone dies? People would be like, what the fuck? My reaction video to the Game of Thrones for that. What? That's fucking shit, bro. Waste of 6 years, blah, blah, blah. And it'd be like, oh, like, they can't do anything. And if they do a shitty one, then if they do like a Lord of the Rings type ending, then there's just going to be people going,
well, yeah, you.
Yeah, big time. Because Game of Thrones isn't like that, is it? I like that it's unexpected and it's just, people die when you're just like, oh, I was really rooting for them. That's why I don't like Jon Snow coming back, really. I think maybe they should have just kept him dead. Because it was so bad, but everyone was still tuning in to watch it. And now they've brought Jon Snow back. I think, especially like as when I first watched it, it's kind of like, oh, it's not as interesting now. Like they've kind of ruined their world a little bit.
Yeah, because that red lady should just go around like resurrecting all the heroes. And then we could have all the people we like back.
Oh, but maybe there's going to be a bit at the end where they resurrect loads of people and then the White Walkers are like, why not so different? And they'll be like, what have we become?
We shouldn't be fighting.
Let's tear down this wall.
Together.
Oh god. Okay. What other? Oh, I watched the Flash finale.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You don't watch the Flash, do you? No. Well, you're lucky because the finale was fucking terrible.
Why? What happened?
It was just so cheesy and awful and like.
What season are they on now?
It's the finale of 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost their way a bit. It's a bit too.
Because for ages you've been telling me, oh, you got to watch the Flash.
I think they like. It's 22 episodes in a series, so it's too many. Whereas they need a lot smaller and then they could tell a nicer story, whereas they have to go off all the time, so you just lose track. And then they have to keep reminding you of the story and be like, just remember last week Zoom was here.
Zoom. Is there a character called Zoom?
Yeah, he's the bad guy and he's called Tony. He does the voice of Tony. He is voiced by Tony Todd, the Candyman, so he's like Flash. If I do say so myself, that was a very good impression of Tony Todd.
Yeah.
So he does that, but then now later in the series, it's revealed who Zoom really is. He's like some white guy who's like, I'm Zoom Flash. And it's so unthreatening. I'm like, oh. Babo. 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 Is it time for comics? Comics?
What was that title again?
Comics? Comics?
Anyway, yeah, I know you've been waiting for this all evening because you want to talk about a little fucking comic book.
Yeah, I do. I love comic books.
So what do you want to recommend?
Well,
is this the one that you're recommending that I have to investigate for next time?
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's certainly not this pizza from Morrison's.
God forbid.
Right, hang on. Sorry.
Such professionalism. That's the podcast police. Come to take you away for eating on the microphone.
What was I doing?
it's comics, comics.
Comics, comics.
Can't believe you forgot.
So, I went to Spain.
Did you?
And I was like, I need a big, long comic book to read.
Yeah, of course. Distract you from all the Spain.
Yeah. No, but just to lie on the beach or whatever. Not on the beach, I hate the beach. But to lie by the swimming pool, read a comic. Lovely. And I thought, I like the game Injustice, Gods Among Us. And I'd heard good things, but I was like, it's just going to be a shitty video game tie-in. But oh my word, it's just amazing.
What is it? Is it one of your superhero ones?
Well, yeah, but...
He says, pretending he doesn't like
superheroes. It's all right, but I'll give you the setup and see if you're interested.
All right.
So, the Joker has come...
Nah. It's played out, isn't it?
Mm.
The Joker.
Wait for the next sentence.
All right.
The Joker... has come to Metropolis.
What? Right? Sorry, I didn't realise.
And he's got the Scarecrow's toxin, I think.
Of course.
He finds a way to inject it into Superman. And he's got a nuclear bomb.
What?
So he.
Hello, Stakes.
Yeah. So, injects it into Superman, and he's... And Lois Lane is pregnant, by the way.
Of course, with Superman, with a super baby.
Superman's so happy. He's like, finally, we're gonna have something that's, you know, half from my world, half from this world. It's truly me, you know, becoming one with the world. And then Joker turns up, and I'm sure there's a bomb or something, but Harley Quinn's there. I'm sure there's a bomb that blows up, but the main thing is that he injects Superman with his fear toxin, and then Superman sees Lois Lane as Doomsday. And he grabs her and he flies her into space. And he's seeing Doomsday and I don't know if he's punching her, I don't know if they get away with that.
Yeah, she'd
he's flying her into space.
She'd be dead with one punch.
And
really.
Then suddenly, he opens his hands and there's Lois Lane just dead, floating in space. And he's like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. And then he flies.
So she's actually dead. But then he just flies around the world and turns back time.
No, he can't do that.
What?
He flies back down to Earth.
Oh, I beg to differ.
He's furious.
Right.
He kills the Joker. Outright.
Shit.
And Batman is like, you crossed the line, Clark. Oh, it's just so good. I'm just getting worked out talking about it. It's fucking great.
But you've given me all the plot there. Spoiler.
No, I haven't.
Spoilers.
Like, that's the first issue. Then you got 5 years of what happens after that moment.
Lots of fighting, I'd imagine.
No, not just fight. No, but that's the thing. You'd think that. But there's fighting in it. But it's this... Oh, it's this amazing. Because the people have to take sides. So, like, Green Lantern's on Superman's side.
Of course.
Batman's is like, we don't kill. This is ridiculous. Like, Superman's gone mad.
Well...
No, just
that,
read it. Just
in
read
that
it.
Instance, you could turn a blind eye, Batman. Surely. Come on.
No.
But he made him kill his pregnant lady.
Don't break the code.
I'm on Superman's side.
Batman knows that the only moral code Superman has is tied to Earth. And he's like...
What does that mean?
I don't know what I'm talking about. He knows that Superman... Once he breaks his moral code, once Superman kills...
Superman is so powerful, Batman's so afraid of what he could be. So the moment that he's like, he's killed the Joker, then it's like Superman's like, who's gonna kill next? Like, he starts policing the world, takes away all the nuclear weapons, and he starts running the world, basically.
Sounds good.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But no, he goes around and he locks up all the villains from Gotham, just like
takes about him. Ruddy time.
Well, Superman thinks like you, but you know,
what are you on, Team Batman?
Oh man, Batman's so good, isn't it?
Okay, so that's what I've got to read.
Yeah,
for next
all
time.
5 years.
All 5 years. Don't know if I'm going to get through it. You, Ben, in return, have to check out experimental hip hop trio Death Grips.
Death Grips?
Death Grips.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to hate it.
Oh, God.
But I want to talk
I'm
about.
I'm giving you something that you're going to love. You're
yeah,
gonna
but you didn't say that those were the great. Rules. You didn't say that those were the rules.
I'm going to listen to something that I absolutely hate.
No, you're not. You might not hate it, but I want you to give your honest opinion of it, because I'll give you the reason why it's so exciting. First of all, it's exactly the sort
keep
of music I like.
Just have another slice of pizza.
Yeah, all right. First of all, they do really, really horribly abrasive, aggressive, loud. It's like. It reminds me of when I first started listening to, it's just the sort of stuff you like. It reminds me when I first started listening to like metal and hardcore and all that sort of stuff when I was sort of 13 or 14. And I used to listen to it and I knew it was too much and it was too loud. It was too abrasive. It was something a bit much. I couldn't listen to much of it at a time, but I knew there was something that I wanted to persevere with. I knew that there was something I liked and I kept returning to it. And then I sort of adjusted to it. And now a lot of those bands that I thought were just so hardcore and so like just seem wussy and nothing. Because I'm so used to it. But Death Grips very recently have kind of made me go through the same adjustment of like, oh, this is a bit like I'm not used to listening to stuff that's so intense. But there was something about it that made me want to go back. So you are going to have such a great time. They released a mixtape that got them a lot of attention called Ex-Military, and then they signed to a big label like Epic Records. This might make you like them. This is sort of immature shit you like. So they signed to this major label and they released an album called The Money Store, which was a big critical smash. And you know, but then Death Grips being Death Grips, they wanted to release another album that same year, which people don't usually do. And apparently they got a bit sick of listening to or like major label interference and being told that they couldn't release it when they wanted to and stuff. So they just released it for free to the fans on their website, leaked it. And on the front cover, the drummer just went into the bathroom of wherever they were, got himself nice and stiff, right? Had to play with himself a little bit, presumably. Get it standing to attention. And then he got a marker, black marker, and just wrote the title of the album, No Love Deep Web, across his penis.
Wow.
And then just took a little picture of it. You can see like the sort of beige tiling of the bathroom stall that he was in and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And they released that as the album, pissed everybody off at the record label and got dumped. And since then, they just release stuff when they want to for free on the internet. You never know when they're going to release a new album, because they could release two in a year, three in a year. It just whenever you know they release a new track, everyone's just really buzzing with like, trying to find out, oh, is it that, does that mean that there's going to be a new album, when's it going to be released? They play with their fans in a really, really like fun way and kind of make you really anticipate. And they keep doing this, like whenever, usually when a band releases like what you think of as their classic album, you kind of think that maybe they're past their best.
Yeah.
It's very rare that a band keeps releasing another album and then that becomes the best thing that they've ever done. And you think, that was amazing, that's going to be a dip now. Then they release another one, you know, in the next few months, and that's just the best. And they keep doing that. Like, they've just released their best album of all time about 4 weeks ago, as far as I'm concerned. And then, like, just yesterday, released another track that they've recorded that's incredible. And, like, a collaboration with Les Claypool from Primus. And, like, everyone's going, oh, what, is there going to be another album, like, within a month? So their turnaround, and it might not be the sort of music...
That's really cool, though.
It may not be the sort of music that you like, but for the sort of music that it is, and if you like that sort of music, it's incredibly good. Mm. It's a very, very good example. No one makes music like them. And they're truly... And it's such a pretentious thing to say in a middle class accent, but they're like a real true embodiment of punk, you know.
Yeah.
When you know everyone says that punk's dead, but you know, look at Death Grips, you know, they really are you know, embracing that punk aesthetic, you know. You're just maybe not it doesn't exist in the same way, the sort of classic guitar rock format, but if you look at the hip hop, there's a lot of things going on there that's truly embraces that kind of spirit, and Death Grips are a good example of that. They're just doing things however they want. They keep everyone guessing. Every album is different.
Okay, I'll give it a listen.
You're gonna hate it, but that's part of the fun. If you give it, I'll tell you what to check out,
I'll just put it in the Apple, and I'll just go Death Grips, and I'll listen to. What's
yeah, maybe that would be better. Just explore, and then like you'll see.
I'll listen to about three songs, I reckon.
Yeah, and then but remember which songs they are though.
Yeah.
You've got to remember which songs they are, and then tell me your impression of each one. That's what I want. This isn't an actual recommendation, not for you anyway.
Okay, I might like it. You never know.
No, you're not. You're too simple.
Am I?
You've got very simple tastes.
No, not really. My music taste is
but you
very
like you like Busted though, right?
I like Busted, but then I also like
can't like
Cradle of Filth.
You can't like Busted and Death Grips. It's impossible.
When I'm lying in my bed at night, I don't wanna grow up. Nothing ever seems to turn out right. I don't wanna grow up. How do you move in a world of folk that's always changing scenes? Makes me wish that I could be dark, wait and see the price that you pay. I don't wanna go out.
Alright, well, I think we're done for episode one.
Yes,
of our podcast.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, and so did everyone who listened.
Thanks.
That's all right. We're gonna let people name it.
Yeah.
So you know, let us know. It's just gonna be on Facebook, isn't it? So just let us know on Facebook.
Let us know on Facebook or Twitters.
Yeah.
Ugh, why did I do that for? Twitters.
Twitter. That's what it's called.
Oh God! Sometimes I just sicken myself.
Yeah. Oh, hit us on the Twitter.
Hashtag awkward.
So let us know what you think we should call this. if you care. I mean,
yeah, if you care, don't worry.
Don't worry if you don't. Yeah.
Don't
do anything you don't want to do, guys.
No, Jesus, like, calm down. Like and subscribe. Like it.
Yeah, well, but if anyone listens,
if anyone listens, we'd start doing that.
You mean definitely like and subscribe? Please, please.
For God's sake, like, I'm not saying don't do that, but do it in like an ironic way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it so we don't know and without us asking, because.
Yeah.
But please.
But do it.
This is all we've got.
Read your fucking paper.
And we're out.